Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Mary Jo Larson, publisher and vice president of Franchise Times Magazine. We're also meeting with Bernard Materi, who is president and CEO of the franchise opportunity Express Medical Transporters. More than 25 years of experience in the transportation industry, Mr. Squitieri started the company with one vehicle. Today, Express Medical Transporters is the largest for-profit non-emergency transportation company in the state of Missouri. And that's coming up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, my co-host, Don Johnson. If you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How are you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Doing okay this week, Marty. How about yourself?
Good. I guess it was a good week for you, right, with your Yanks?
Yeah, pretty happy about that. They're in the World Series. It starts tonight.
Yeah. What do you think? Any predictions? How many games? Or?
I know the Phillies are defending champs. I think the Yanks will win. I'm more concerned about getting enough rest. These games go on so late at night.
That's true. I imagine you come in exhausted, you know, so for the next, week. So, but it should be interesting, though. I think it's going to be a good series.
Definitely. And then we have Halloween at the end of the week. My kids are all happy about that. They got parties going to be going to the next few days, a parade at their school. So it's a lot of fun for the parents, too.
All that fun stuff. Are you going to get dressed up for Halloween? Or?
Haven't decided yet.
There you go. Well, last of all, we met Chris Tomaso, who is the Chief Marketing Officer of First Watch Franchise Opportunity. And really interesting concept. If you missed the show, you know, I strongly suggest going back and listening to the archive version of it. Any thoughts on last week?
Yeah, I mean, I really like their business model, just breakfast, brunch, and lunch. I like how they disclose earnings, which you know, a lot of franchises don't do. And you know, besides, of course, growing with their franchisees and more units, they also do corporate stores, which is always pretty good for overall growth of the company and maybe makes the franchisees feel good because they're building corporate stores. They have a lot of confidence in their business model, and I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good sign. I don't think they're under any pressure to sell franchises either. I mean, did you get that impression? You know, like, I mean, they're not looking to say, okay, well, in 2010, we need to sell 500 of these, you know? I mean, there's really no set goal, you know? I mean, if they sell 500, that's fine, but I don't think they're looking to do that, you know? I mean, they're really looking for qualified franchisees. This is something a little different, too, you know, because when you think of, like, restaurants, they have a unique business model, as you said. I mean, they close pretty early, don't they? It's just breakfast and lunch.
Right.
So for the franchisees, I mean, they're home by the end of the day, you know, so it does fit a certain lifestyle. I mean, if you're going to get into a food franchise, from our experience of doing the show 3 years, I mean, you put in some pretty hefty hours, don't you? I mean, I know you were in that business as well, so...
Right. Yeah, it's really a tough industry. You got to really make sure you want to do it. But yeah, that is an advantage of this particular franchise.
Right. So it is. It's a unique model. So I'd like to keep our eye on them and have them back in 2010. Perhaps next time we'll have one of their franchisees on the show as well.
We can talk about their 10-week training too.
It's pretty intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so it's a really cool concept though. So I'm glad we had them on the show. He did a great job. So what's going on in what do we have going on today, and what's new in the world of franchising?
Yeah, well, today we have Mary Jo Larson on. We're excited about that. She'll be on in a few minutes, publisher and Franchise Times Magazine, and Bernard Squitieri, President and CEO, Express Medical Transporters. We'll find out all about that opportunity.
Yeah, it's a unique concept, isn't it? It's something different for our archives, that's for sure. We haven't had that kind of concept on our show. And next week, I think you're familiar with this franchise, Zips. You've heard of them before, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, it's Andy Kuchera, Vice President of Franchise Operations. Zips is reinventing the dry cleaning industry to appeal to the fast food generation. Zips is a cash-only prepaid business. Every garment, every time is only $1.99. No gimmicks, no exceptions. Wow, it's a pretty strong offer, huh?
Yeah, and I think that'll make three out of the last four shows franchises we've never had on before, Kona Ice. Today show, next week, or specific businesses and industries we've never had on.
Yeah, just cool concepts for the for our library of all these different categories, you know. So, but if, like you say, at one point we'll have every industry or category covered. So,
right, yeah, that's the goal, and we're getting closer to it. Early November, Marty, in Chicago is the Franchise and Business Opportunities Expo.
Mm-hmm.
November 7th and 8th, people can go to usfranchiseexpos.com.
Okay, good.
Find out about that show. And in the Daily News by Mildred Culp, here's an article, In Weak Economy, Having Your Own Biz But Not Being on Your Own Has Appeal.
Hmm.
With the city's unemployment rate dropping 10%, many jobless New Yorkers are considering ways to become their own boss. Some move to launch startups on their own. Others partner with former coworkers. And some look for opportunities to expand a thriving business as a franchisee. Depending on the business, becoming a franchisee can mean very different expenses and expectations. Daily News spoke with three New Yorkers in different industries about their franchise experiences. And I'll just do a couple of them, Marty.
Mm-hmm.
First one starts out, well into a career as a geriatric social worker, Jackie Ryder bought a Homestead Senior Care franchise in Staten Island 7 years ago for about $18,500. Today it's $35,000 plus. The franchise idea was appealing because she wouldn't be working alone and would get business support. When I started about this one, added Reader 53, I realized that it's exactly what I stand for, helping the elderly, believing in their dignity, and being respectful to them. Some clients are in temporary rehab or assisted living facilities or hospitals or nursing homes. Homestead Senior Care provides quality of life services such as companionship, safety supervision through non-medical home care services, meal preparation, light housekeeping. Clients pay about $17.50 an hour for a three-hour minimum. Franchises tend to have a model that works. She said you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
True.
So first story of somebody who kind of made a decision because, you know, maybe just not because of the, you know, the business model specifically, but
right,
wanting to help, you know, the elderly.
Well, that's a, you know, we've said that, you know, in many instances, that's a real feel-good franchise opportunity, isn't it? You know, it's one of the things where, yes, you know, it does provide you the opportunity to make money because the market is so huge and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But,
right,
yeah, I mean, you're really, truly making a difference at the end of the day. I mean, it's something very important, isn't it? You know, I mean,
right,
talking
helping
about
people,
parents,
feeling good about yourself, yeah.
You know, it's really such an important service. So, yeah, we've had about three senior care franchise opportunities on our show in the last 3 years, you know, and they're all very interesting concepts, you know. So,
right.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Fighting growing chain competition in a deep recession, sales pharmacist Piyush Patel, Queens Village store, were suffering. He began to research a new option. He heard positive buzz about 7-Eleven. He also had friends who'd been with the company for years, so he signed on. He converted his Hillside Avenue shop and reopened last December. The franchise cost $25,000, and renovation topped a couple hundred thousand. Sales have gone up 55%, said Patel, 33, of Long Island. It's very worth it so far. Patel, who prefers to be called Peter, loves the constant promotions and incentives, the stream of new products from headquarters, and the freedom to stock most merchandise customers request. They have a good marketing program, and the point-of-sale system makes it much easier to maintain your inventory, said. Franchising has made my store profitable again.
Wow.
Wow, that's a pretty interesting story.
That's amazing, yeah. I mean, aren't you impressed with, I mean, 7-Eleven? I mean, I think the last time the ratings came out with, I guess it was Entrepreneur.
Right.
I think they ranked them number one. If I remember,
yeah, they're definitely
to
a top five franchise for.
But that's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, if you think about
right,
it, you know, I mean, you and I remember 7-Eleven from God when we were kids,
right?
You know, it's so it's just amazing how far they've come.
Yeah, they're, you know, very popular franchise.
You know, so that's interesting. I love those stories. You know, like when we're talking about, like, you know, people like that, like ordinary people, you know, achieving success through franchising. It's always very inspirational.
Right. Definitely. Here's something, Marty. Focus on Franchising in the Wall Street Journal by Julie Bennett from Franchise Times Magazine.
Oh,
she has
Mary
a year
Jones
of change.
Really, right.
Yeah. And I just wanted to pick out a couple portions of her article.
And we'll bring Mary Jo in, yeah.
Yeah, from Dal Johnson at Fran Data, president. Throughout most of this decade, Mr. Johnson says, good and mediocre franchise brands competed comfortably and all rose with the tide. But in 2008, that tide started going out with banks stopped providing capital equally to all franchise concepts. Today, banks are paying attention to the underlying performance of each brand.
Mm-hmm.
I see that firsthand being in the franchise financing business.
Right.
There will be a fallout of some of the weaker players, says Jeff Johnson, founder of the Franchise Research Institute in Lincoln, Nebraska, which means we'll end up with fewer, stronger, and better franchises. Instead of waiting for credit markets to reopen, some franchises are helping to finance new franchisees themselves by reducing their upfront franchise fees.
Right.
We've gone over that on previous shows, some of the things franchisors are doing to be creative to get more franchisees. She talks later on in the article, some economic trends spawned by the recession are good for franchising in the short term as well. Corporate downsizing is sending more business professionals into the franchise fold, and the tight job market has enabled franchise owners to upgrade the quality of their employees, he says. Because older people can't sell their homes and move to retirement communities, the demand for senior in-home care, well, here
right,
we are on that again, such a
right,
popular you know, category.
Right.
The IFA had only four senior care franchise members. Today, over 30 different brands offer some type of help for seniors, and the largest, Homestead, has grown you know, tremendously. And it finishes up here. It's not just older people who are staying in their homes. People who can't sell their homes are repairing them instead, said Bluebell Pennsylvania-based Steve Rosen, CEO of Franed, a national network of franchise brokers. The franchises that provide painting, duct cleaning, or general handyman services are also doing well.
Yeah, we've seen that. You know, in fact, a lot of those types of franchises that we've had on the show this year, I mean, they're saying that, you know, last year or this year is going to turn out to be their best years, you know. So you say, what happened to, you know, the recession or the economy being so bad? You know, it's always amazing when you hear franchisees saying that this is going to be their best year yet, you know.
Right.
So it is
fascinating. Yeah, I mean, when things get bad for a lot of people, there are some types of businesses that do better.
Right, absolutely. Well, as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We'll start off segment one meeting with Mary Jo Larson, who is the publisher and vice president of our favorite magazine, Franchise Times. And if you're a frequent listener to our show, then you know what fans we are of the magazine. And it's, like I mentioned on many occasions, it's the only magazine that I can truly read from cover to cover. How long have you been reading Franchise Times, Don?
At least 10 years.
Same here. You know, I think I started back in 1999 when I got involved in the business, and you know, helped me stay on top of things, you know. So
right.
It's been very important. Hey, Mary Jo, how you doing today?
Great. How are you guys today?
Oh, great, Mary Jo. Mary Jo, joining us is Don Johnson, I think you know. Or Don,
I know Don well.
You
yeah.
Do.
Hey, Mary Jo, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And Marty, by the way, besides, you know, Franchise Times being a very popular magazine, you should see Mary Jo. She's so popular in franchising. She should you should run for IFA president. You know, have you thought about that, Mary Jo?
I don't know that they would have me, Don. I'm not sure about that.
Well, you have two votes here.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. If I ever decide to change careers and be IFA president, I'll make you my campaign manager.
Well, it's funny. It must be interesting for you, Mary Jo, because I know the first time I met you many years ago, you know, I mean, I always felt like I knew you, and then I realized that, you know, I said, oh, my God, she doesn't know who I am, you know. So you must get that a lot at the shows, you know, not saying being very popular because just through your writing, you know, it must be interesting for you.
Both Nancy and I, our editor, Nancy Weingartner, and I do get that once in a while where people feel like they know us because try to relate to the audience through, you know, our columns and then through all the stories of Franchise Times. I think the one thing that's nice about what we do and what's fun for me is that people feel like it is their magazine. So they feel a sense of ownership of it and that it's theirs because of the industry we're in.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I thought we could start off, Mary Jo, like you can explain, you know, how you got involved in franchising. What were you doing before joining the company?
Well, I have been with this company for 19 years. So I had a job in a marketing communications job years ago before I joined Franchise Times. And we weren't Franchise Times right away. We were Restaurant Finance Corp. And we had a newsletter, which we still have, that talks about restaurant financing for multi-unit restaurant companies.
Right.
And then about 10 years after I joined the company, we purchased Franchise Times from Crane Communications in Chicago. They decided it just wasn't profitable enough for them, and we're a much smaller company than Crane's, and we thought we could do it, and it's really turned out to be a great thing for us, and it's been a fun ride being part of this magazine.
Absolutely.
And there's no stress in your industry, right? Everything runs smoothly there?
Magazines have had some stress these days. Publishing hasn't been an easy place to be, but you know, we have a great readership and we're in a niche market, and we are really blessed to be to have Franchise Times, I think.
True.
Anything new or interesting going on right now, Mary Jo?
In franchising, I agree with, if you're talking franchising, Don, I agree with you. The service businesses are really doing well. We're seeing stress, of course, in restaurants. I think the consumers are seeing that as very discretionary, and there's a lot of trade down, and you may have discussed this in previous shows, but we're really noticing that that's an issue. You know, McDonald's is doing great. They're posting favorable comparative store sales every quarter. So, you know, people are trading down, as we call it. They're moving from casual dining down to fast casual, which is like a Panera Bread, or down to a McDonald's. So we're seeing that. You know, and this is something I know that, Don, you guys both have a financing background, And the one thing that we're seeing is financing is really tight, and you've probably discussed that a lot this year.
Right.
What we're seeing is franchisors starting to step in and fill that void a little bit.
Yeah.
We're not seeing a lot of them yet, but we are seeing them. If they want to grow and help their franchisees get financing, they have to step in, where before franchisors typically took a very hands-off attitude to financing franchisees. So we're seeing some of them come up with some creative programs. They're working directly with finance brokers themselves to try to get financing for their franchisees. So that's been an interesting development.
Yeah, they've been forced into it because, like really should have been something they should have been doing all along, getting a little more involved and making sure the franchisee is on the right track and getting pre-qualified and all that. How about all the low investment franchises that are being sold? Really a boom in that, the home-based, service-based, which is really not surprising, lower investment size, but that's a lot of the franchises being sold these days.
I think it's going to be hard to sell a larger brick-and-mortar franchise where there are a lot of upfront costs. We see that in real estate, even though people can find good sites right now, I think it's a little bit more difficult. Those high investment franchises, you're right, it is a little harder for them right now. The low investment is a little bit easier, but people, they don't have as much in their 401k either, so it's not the boom time like in other recessions for franchising.
And what stories do you have going on for next month's edition that once I get it, I bring it home, my wife gets mad because I'm not paying attention to the kids? What's going on that I have to read?
We hate to be a cause of stress in your family, Don, but I appreciate that you're reading the magazine and that you like to read it from cover to cover. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
We're talking about the IFA's 50th anniversary. They're going to be 50 in 2010. And so what's been interesting is we've taken a look back at the International Franchise Association to see how they've grown, how they started, and how they've grown and how they've changed. That, they started out as a very fledgling, small organization, and they've had, over the years, their ups and downs. They had financial trouble, and how did they get out of that, and who took the helm to get them, kind of get that ship righted and steered in the right way. And it also prompted us to say, hey, let's take a look at franchising in general and see how it's changed in 50 years. So it's been a lot of fun reading some of the old stories and some of the legal issues that came up over the years and some of the scams when franchising was in the Wild West days, as we say. What was happening back then.
Those are interesting stories, Mary Jo, when you hear those, back then, and it's just amazing how franchising, how far it's come. Do you have any favorite stories? Don and I get asked all the time, what's been our favorite interview, and, I'll typically say if there was one opportunity I got to host by myself, that was my favorite show, but do you have a favorite interview that you've done over time? You've done so many.
We have done a lot of interviews. I think my favorite interview, and this is going to cause some controversy at my house, but I think my favorite interview was Brett Favre. I got to interview Brett Favre a couple of years ago because he had invested in a franchisor.
Right.
A friend of his was opening, and he was a coach for the Green Bay Packers, a conditioning coach something like that. And he was investing in a franchise that was for kids' fitness. And so they got me. I knew some of the vice president of development for that concept, and he got me an interview with Brett.
I would have
to say that was a thrill. Now, that was only because we were a Packer house.
Sure.
We are a Green Bay Packer house. Now I don't know if my kids would think that was so thrilling, but it was a lot of fun. And he was actually a very nice man. It was very fun to speak with him.
Oh, I can imagine.
And I see you've had a lot of sports people affiliated and had them on the covers of the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting how a lot of sports people get involved in franchising.
It's a great way, if it's the right franchise, it's a great way for them because they make a lot of money and they have a lot of people coming after them trying to get them to invest in things that may not be so great. So those that can do it, franchising, and they invest in the right vehicle, franchising is a great way for them to, just invest in something that's going to build over time.
I agree.
Yeah, I think Sport Clips. Didn't Sport Clips have some of the Dallas players invest, or at least Troy Aikman,
mm-hmm,
I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
We just had on our cover Corey Miner, who was with the Jaguars, and he ended up investing in Domino's Pizza, and he was a lot of fun to talk to. I did talk to him, and he was another great, great guy.
Yeah, you have a great job, Mary Jo. You know, I mean, you can tell in your writing that you really enjoy working there. You know, it's.
I can tell too. She had a little crush on Brett Favre.
Oh, don't say that if her husband's listening. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of easy.
There you go.
It is a great job, and I like that I get to talk with entrepreneurs, because I think no matter if they're franchisees or franchisors, I think they have a passion for what they do, and their stories. Everybody has a unique story. There are no two stories that are the same. And so if you can pull that out of somebody, what is their unique story? I think that's inspiring. I mean, I think entrepreneurs, for the most part, are an inspiring group.
I agree.
And people can learn from them, of course, which is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we can apply entrepreneurial learnings to those of us who are not entrepreneurs as well.
Right.
So those of us that are employed.
Absolutely.
Well, we're looking forward to this next issue. It sounds great, the IFA turning 50 and so forth.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We have about 30 seconds, Mary Jo. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on Franchise Times?
They can go to www.franchisetimes.com, and they can go out there and subscribe to our magazine, and we'd love to provide them with a free issue for them to review.
That's fantastic.
Great.
I want to thank you again, Mary Jo. You've been a fantastic guest. We're looking forward to having you guys back next month again.
Great. Thanks so much. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks so much, Mary Jo. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's fantastic, Don. Isn't it? It's always good, you know, have an opportunity to speak to someone like, you know, Mary Jo or Nancy, you know. And
right.
And again, you feel like you know these people, you know. So,
yeah, she's, you know, we can spend a couple hours talking to her.
Oh, absolutely. She's fantastic. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, Don, and, you know, we'll bring Bernie in, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth Advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
right now.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. My co-host, Don Johnson. If you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. As we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Bernard Squitieri, who is the president and CEO of the franchise opportunity, Express Medical Transporters. And with more than 25 years of experience in the transportation industry, Mr. Squitieri started the company with just one vehicle. And today, Express Medical Transporters is the largest for-profit non-emergency transportation company in the state of Missouri. Hey, Bernie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bernie. Bernie, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson. And I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning to Bernie.
Thanks for coming on, Bernie. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to hear about your story. Where are you calling from today?
Actually, I'm calling from New York City. I'm a native New Yorker, and I'm here for the World Series. So
oh, wow.
I'm here.
Great. Who are you rooting for?
Yeah, Don's a big fan, too, Bernie, you know, of the Yankees. My dad is from the Bronx, you know. My family's from New York, you know. So that must be exciting for you.
It is. And I'm a native New Yorker. Like I said, I'm from the Bronx, and
wow.
I haven't been back for a while, so it's exciting.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Part of having you on, Bernie, was getting two tickets for game two.
There you go. We knew, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Bernie, what were you doing before starting Express Medical Transporters? It's a really fascinating concept. We haven't had this kind of concept on the show in 3 years, so really different.
Actually, I was in the transportation business in New York City prior to my relocation in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the cab business, actually, in New York City, and as you know, everywhere you pull up, there's a taxi cab.
That's right.
In the city here. We relocated our family into Missouri back in 1993, and transportation in mid-Missouri was like non-existent. I couldn't believe it. So I saw it as an immediate opportunity to take my knowledge of the business and start this one-car taxi cab company in Missouri, and from there it blossomed into a very large company.
Yes,
yeah, so tell us how that all happened, Bernie. You know, maybe go over the history a little bit when Express
sure.
Medical started. Do that.
Back in 1996, all the states in the country are actually regulated and mandated by the federal government to provide transportation to every Medicaid recipient.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being from the East Coast, you know, transportation is everywhere. But
right.
I had the idea, people take this idea in Missouri, there's no transportation around. Who's going to transport all these Medicaid patients?
Right.
So I started this one-car operation back in actually March of 1996, and I called it Express Medical Transporters with one vehicle. And I started contracting with some managed care and HMO providers as well as state Medicaid. And I found that there was a tremendous need for senior care services for the elderly, disabled, and so on and so forth. And it just continued to grow and grow and grow. And like here we are right now today, our sales in Missouri are exceeding $7 million a year locally.
Incredible.
Just for one location.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's really, you're in the right place at the right time, you know, Bernie. Getting
yeah,
involved
time is a lot.
That, you know,
yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So when did you think that the process of franchising would work for that business model, Marty?
You know what? I was thinking about it for several years, and I was approached by a lot of HMOs and asking us to expand our services into other states. You know, they needed really good quality transportation providers, and reading that the senior care was the number one growing industry in franchising, you know, what better model to have is, you know, transporting seniors back and forth to medical facilities, doctor's offices, state Medicaid, so on and so forth. So I took my knowledge of the business, and I went up to a company up in Chicago, and I said, here's my concept. Do you guys think I have a franchisable product? Because I did a lot of due diligence and realized, you know, I was the first guy to the block to say I'm going to franchise non-emergency medical. So, you know, the company I franchised is the company I went to go see, and they said, absolutely, you have a franchisable product, and not only do you have a franchisable product, you'd probably be the first guy in the country to launch it.
Right.
So that was my motivation behind it.
Then, Bernie, how do you describe your service now to a prospect? You know, how do you describe the franchise system to, you know, someone who's interested in investing right now?
You know, what we tell them is, you know, this industry across the country is a $6 billion a year industry, non-emergency medical. And you see Ambulettes all over New York City. And we tell people that there's a tremendous need. You know, that a lot of people today, baby boomers, are making their own now and saying, you know, we want to invest in a business, but we don't want to go on the high-end business. But, you know, our business is not, you know, bricks and mortar here. We're not reinventing the wheel. It's pretty simple.
Right.
We've systemized a lot of the technology where we put everything in manuals and so on and so forth, where we could teach someone that comes off the street and says, I've never been in the logistics business, but can you teach me the business? And we bring that to the table. We also bring some synergies to the table where we've partnered with some of the largest insurance companies to provide insurance for the franchisees and buying power with vehicles and so on and so forth. So, you know, in our first year, we've gotten up to like 7 franchises in first year franchise for an industry that's unheard of.
That's great.
Well, I think that's a good point. Being a simple business, it's a needed service. It seems like it would be a nice fit for franchising, and you know, I can understand why you're having some nice growth.
Yeah, we're having some growth, and the good thing is we're giving a lot of support. You know, a lot of the people that we have on board, basically everyone that we have on board that has a franchise, has never been in the logistics business at all whatsoever, and they are experiencing tremendous growth. They call me up every day and say, I need some more vehicles. Where do I get some more vans? We have a new contract coming on board. And, you know, as we continue to grow this national presence, it's going to continue to grow and grow. And as you know, healthcare, senior care, any service business today, that's the industries that are thriving right now.
Right. That's interesting. Who are your franchisees, Bernie? I mean, like, what were their backgrounds before getting into this?
You know, I'd love to have someone that has some logistics experience. We can teach them the business. But we have a woman, our first franchisee, who actually has an MBA. She worked for Sara Lee, FC Johnson. And she came to me and she says, you know what, I've been the manager of procurement for 22 years, and I've been sitting on an airplane and watching my kids grow up, and I never see them. And I decided that I want to sit home and be a stay-at-home mom, but I want to be an entrepreneur and start my own business. So we could take anyone that has any experience, really, and teach them this business. It's not, you know, really reinventing the wheel here. So, you know, we're looking for someone that's got some good financial backing as well and has some intelligence. The rest of it, we can teach the business to them, and it's not something that's really complicated. It's not really that, you know, price-driven where it's, you know, like a McDonald's or something like that. It's a soft spot for people.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think it's one of those, you know, and Don and I were talking about this industry earlier, Bernie. You know, I think it's a feel-good type of business, too, you know, that you guys are providing a well-needed service, you know. I mean, it is very important. So
absolutely.
I think that's important for your franchisees as well, you know, to feel good at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And you know what, honestly, it really is. We have, myself and as well as my partners involved in this, everyone has gone through the same training that everyone goes through. And at the end of the day, they say, you know, these people are really feel good about the service you provide them. And we teach our drivers, you know, if you're not caring, sensitive individuals, this is not the place for you. We want people that are going to get out of the car and not just let somebody out of the curb, walk them into a facility, hand them over to someone. How are you feeling today? You know, walk them up to someone, you know. And today, you know, we feel that our business is definitely a niche business, and it's definitely a need. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I would agree with that. one of the questions we've been asking on the show recently, Bernie, is has technology played a role in your business? I mean, is technology important to this type of franchise?
Yes, it is. And actually, we have partnered with a big, large company in Atlanta to have some proprietary software that we have that we bring to the table. Mm. It's a GPS-driven, very economical system. It's probably one of the most economical systems out there that we can teach people how to dispatch, auto dispatch to vehicles and so on, so you can locate where all your vehicle's at, you know what speed they're at, and so on and so forth. So the technology part of it, you know, we're systemizing the internet as well as we have an intranet system where all the franchisees can talk to one another and share information and, you know, have email systems throughout the entire system. So the technology part is actually, you know, keep in mind, too, I'm taking an industry right now that's not a that's never franchised before, and I'm kind of franchising it, and I'm also systemizing it and putting all our systems into training modules and putting that on the internet for these for our franchisees. So when they call up and say, hey, how do I do this? We can say, hey, you refer to page such and such. So, you know, we're only in business 1 year. We've had tremendous success in our franchise. There's definitely a need for what we do. And, you know, technology for us is just going to continue to get better and better and better as we experiment with it.
That's great.
And see, Marty, you know, your Yankee fans are some of the biggest entrepreneurs.
There you go.
Yeah, they are.
The most successful, right. And for the franchisees, Bernie, I mean, is it something they can do from home? I mean, they can work from home as far as, like, dispatching and all that other stuff?
You know what? You know, I started the business from home. You know, my recommendation is not, you know, the good thing about our business is you don't have to have high-end retail locations to do this business. You can operate this in an industrial area. I mean, your vehicles are going to be driving all over the place. They're going to see decals with the phone number. I don't recommend people doing this from their home for the simple fact you want to have this professional image. You want to sell your service to big hospitals, big medical facilities, and if
that's
you're home-based, you're kind of a mom-and-pop deal. But if you got a little storefront or an industrial area where you don't have to be in the middle of, you know, 55th and 12th Avenue, so on and so forth, you could be, you know, in a low area, low retail area, and still be able to have good economics there that makes sense and have, you know, you don't have to have high-end retail.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that's a great point. And the numbers on this, do you have any numbers on this industry, Bernie? I mean, this is an industry where the numbers keep growing exponentially, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, people look towards this market. Yeah, it's huge.
You know what? George Washington University just did a case study, and they said, you know, non-emergency medical transportation represents 1% of the total Medicaid budget for the whole country, which represents about $6, $7 billion a year. Right. And they also said that every state should enhance more medical services to their Medicaid recipients.
Right.
It kind of makes sense if you think about it. They say, you know, if people can't get to the doctor to get preventative health care that they need, you know, when they finally get there, they're going to be chronically ill. But if we can get them there a lot sooner and enhance our transportation benefits to state Medicaid, you know, we can get people there and get the preventative health care that they need. It will lower health care costs down the road. So spend some more money up front just getting them to the doctor, but it will lower the health care costs on the other side.
Interesting. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
And what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since getting the business going? I'm sure you have, you know, some interesting stories along the way in franchising, and then seeing how you know, success you're having so far.
You know, the most interesting part about it has been the success. I mean, I'm astounded right now that the growth that we've had, especially in my home-based office in St. Louis. I could say that 2009 is going to be the best year that we've had in the history of the company. I said that last year in 2008, and excluding the franchise opportunities that we have, I'm talking about our one location in St. Louis. I mean, last month was the highest grossing month in the history of the company, and I continue to say that for 14 years in a row. I mean, that's a phenomenal story, but it's a true story. So, I mean, that's the most interesting part of it is the growth opportunity. I've talked to a lot of business people today. They're barely surviving, let alone people say that, you know, I have so much business, I can't handle it all. And that's my problem. My problem is I have so much business today all over the country, especially locally, I can't handle it all. And I wish I can grow as fast as the need is, but I can't. So, I mean, that's the incredible story is that the growth and the opportunity for this business is there.
That's an interesting point, Bernie. You know, I hate to use the word recession-proof, but kind of like recession resistance. I mean, recession probably wouldn't really have a very big impact on this type of business. I mean, it's just something that's needed, and, you know, it's
you know, and I tell people, you know, 9/11, you know, Katrina, and the recession with the gas prices going to $4 a gallon. None of that has really had an impact on our industry. I mean, people still have to get to the doctor. They still have to go from they got to go. I mean, and states are regulated and mandated by the federal government. They must provide transportation to these people, regardless of what the cost is. So you're sitting in an area, in a business where how many people could say, you know, the recession is not really going to hurt me, you know.
Right.
I don't have to be on the middle of the main road on the corner, the best corner in town to get the business. Wherever you're at, you're going to get this business, you know. As long as you provide good quality, reliable transportation services, this business will sell itself. It'll just grow.
I agree. It's interesting.
You know, besides having, from some of your franchisees needing some management experience and obviously some cash reserve money, what are there any other characteristics you look for as you move forward in a new franchisee?
You know, we look for people that have some logistics experience as well, and you know, we would love to have somebody that has some previous experience, but we're finding people that have no experience are probably the best candidates, you know, because we can teach them the way we do business and why we're so successful. I was at a convention last week in Las Vegas, and I was there, and I was talking to the limousine industry, and I'm saying to these guys, I say, listen, you know, the limousine industry is really suffering. Here's another stream, revenue stream for you guys to get into, and saying, hey, you know, my vehicles are parked, you know, Sunday to Thursday,
right.
But on the weekends they're busy. But I need another source of revenue that's not going to be affected. So you know, here's another here's an industry that can say, hey, we can do this business and really don't have a lot of upfront costs. We have a facility, we have dispatches, we have a room, we have parking, we have this, we have everything. So this is a business where you can just kind of just enhance your other business,
right.
You know, especially even the cab industry where they want to get into another revenue stream. This will be a good fit for them. We talked to some nursing home people a couple weeks ago saying we want to create our own transportation department. Maybe we can buy your franchise and have another revenue stream, bring our own patients in as well as provide service to the community. So, I mean, you know, we can look for anybody that has, you know, some business experience and teach them the business.
Yeah, there's a lot of options, it sounds like.
There is. There are a lot of options. There's a tremendous lot of options.
Bernie, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another quick segment?
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Bernard Squitieri, who is the president and CEO of the Franchise Opportunity Express Medical Transporters. And Don, I think I'm up. Bernie, the next question I want to go to is, what's the training like for your new franchisees?
We put our franchisees through a two-week training course in Missouri. They come on site, and we put them through a two-week training course, and we can break that up 1 week at a time, 2 weeks, if they want to do two straight weeks. So we put them through every aspect from driving a vehicle to assisting in loading and unloading of passengers to billing aspects, HR compliant with all the federal requirements. So it's about a two-week training process.
Okay, great. Is there a typical day for a franchisee? I mean, from the morning till, I guess, the time they go home?
You know, this business is, I tell people, it's an ever-changing environment from minute to minute. You walk in at, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, you have vehicles on the road, someone's got a flat tire, you know, may have to go out there and get it changed.
Right.
But, I mean, the atmosphere changes. But the typical day is, you know, you got your vehicles on the road, people are calling in to get transported. The business is actually busy from, you know, early morning, really early in the morning, to about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And we tell people, we operate like a doctor. When doctors are closed and, you know, holidays and stuff, that's when your business is kind of slow. But you know, we've actually went into another area of transportation. A lot of people don't know this, too, that it's still considered non-emergency medical, but it's a niche where we found is homeless transportation. We have a lot of student transportation. The federal government has the No Child Left Behind Act, and there's some other acts called the McKinney Act.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, doesn't mean a child is left on the curb and is living in the street, but let's say mom and dad get divorced and they go live with grandma and grandpa. Well, technically that child is homeless, and this, you know, all states basically say they're mandated by the federal government they don't have to lose their education.
Right.
So we come in and we transport kids back and forth to schools all over the city that have to go to schools that don't fall on the bus route. Locally in St. Louis, we transport over 400 kids a day back and forth to schools that are under the homeless program.
Wow.
So, I mean, the areas of business are just endless. I mean, you just continue to think about it. It's endless.
Incredible.
I'm sure you're always reminding your franchisees to always keep their fleet clean, I guess, keep every vehicle.
Absolutely, vehicle clean. We actually, our location in St. Louis is a large location. We have a car wash, a manual car wash and a vacuum. But, you know, you want to have a good clean appearance. Our drivers are in complete uniform. They have ID badges. You know, all our drivers go through a very thorough background check for drug testing, alcohol testing, child abuse, elderly abuse, national fingerprinting. When you put someone in our vehicle, that driver has been certified and he's compliant with every federal requirement there is. And you know he's not a felon, he's not a convicted criminal, he's not a smoking person, he's never been convicted of a DUI, you know, non-drinking, no points on their license. Our requirements for drivers are very, very high, and our standards are very high, and that's why we have great service.
Right. So it seems like you have everything covered there. From your own experience in franchising and just in general, what advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise, whether it's yours or, you know, some other franchise, Bernie?
You know, I would tell them, you know, to do their due diligence and understand what they're getting into. You know, they can visit our website, you know, emtusa.net, and learn everything. There's a video on there that tells everything about our franchise and what it does. But I tell people, whether it's our franchise or any business, people come to me all the time saying, you know, what's the advice you can give me? Know what you're getting into. Make sure you're well capitalized. That before you go into a business, you have capital behind you, and understand that business. And you know, if you don't understand it, it's a business. Our business, we can teach it to you. But you know, make the commitment that you want to go into business and you want to grow the business. I mean, I have a woman in St. Peter's, Missouri, who started with 10 vehicles a year and a half ago. She's up to 40 vehicles right now, and she's thrilled. She can't be more happier. And she had no experience in this business whatsoever. So, you know, she did her homework. She knew what she wanted. She wanted a feel-good business, and she wanted a business that wasn't going to, you know, be hit by the recession and so on and so forth. So, you know what you're getting into and know what to expect, and look at the current system that's in place and see how successful it is.
Right.
I mean, that's great for someone who's looking to invest in your franchise. They can call up the other franchisees, and it sounds like you're going to hear nothing but success stories and growth.
And that's actually how we've sold, you know, number 3, number 4, number 5, and number 6, is, you know, when people say, you know, how successful is this? I talk to our franchisees. These people are not scripted. These people have no bias opinion.
Right.
You know, they'll tell you just how it is, and, you know, the proof is in the pudding. go in and speak to them and meet with them and talk to them. And we give in our FDD, we disclose all the current franchisees with their name, phone number, and address. And they, you know, people, prospective franchisees want to come in, they feel free to call them, speak to them, talk to them how the business is and how the support is, how's the training. They'll see that there is a lot of support. 29 years of experience in this business that I bring to the table, as well as I have a partner that has a lot of systems that was in the franchising business on both sides, franchisor and a franchisee for many systems. So we bring a lot of experience to the table.
Now, I can see where you're motivated, Bernie, being kind of a trailblazer, the first to do this. I know you mentioned earlier that's a lot of your motivation. So
it
sounds
it
like
is.
You're doing everything you know, pretty well. I mean, you're on top of everything.
We're trying to do as many things as we could to – and actually, we have a lot of things, new things that we're going to roll out in 2010. We have a training facility that we're going to roll out. When franchisees come in, they'll go to a whole formal training center. And we're trying to take the industry to another level that it hasn't never been brought to. So, I mean, again, being the first guy on the block and people saying, I never heard of it. You know, I go to trade shows and what's, you know, non-emergency medical. I never heard of this kind of franchise, you know. Well, we explain it to them, and once they realize what it is, they say, hey, you know what, I've seen those vans all over town. I never realized I could get into that business. So, I mean, it really is. It's probably one of the best-kept secrets in business right now.
Well, if that's something you know, one of your marketing plans in the future, exhibiting some of the trade shows, you'll eventually meet Marty and I, because we're at, you know, several of the large shows each year.
Well, good. I look forward to meeting you guys.
Absolutely. Bernie, what's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Is there a number they can call? You mentioned with the website, which you can plug again if you like.
Yeah, they can actually go to our website. Again, it's emtusa.net.
Okay.
And that'll give them all the information. It gives them, they can email us. They can go to the various sites on our website and look at information. And it downloads all the information to them. And there's phone numbers on our website and so on and so forth to go forward and contact us.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Bernie. You've been a fantastic guest, and we'd love to have you guys back. Maybe next time we'll have one of your franchisees come on the show with you.
Absolutely.
As well, you know, and that'll
Absolutely.
Be great. You know, it'd be a great interview. But I think you guys
My
have
pleasure.
A great concept. Thanks so much, Bernie. Bernie, have fun at the game. We'll be watching.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Nice meeting
Thanks,
you guys.
Bernie. Thanks,
Bernie. Nice day.
Great
Bernie.
Job.
Great
Take
concept.
Care.
Huh, Don?
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always talk about we love hearing these, you know, success stories. And with a franchisor and owner who started up the concept.
Absolutely. No, it's just, you know, you hear these concepts and you say, damn, why didn't I think of that? You know what I mean? And I guess because he was involved in that industry, that's how, you know, the whole thing came about, you know. But, you know, I was thinking as he was talking about the limousines, I mean, limousines are usually sitting there from, like, Monday through Thursday, you know. So there's a lot of potential for this type of franchise. I think they're going to be huge.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, look at the growth of that one franchisee. He's up to 40 vehicles. That's
incredible,
pretty
isn't it? I mean, it's just, I was blown away as he was talking. I said, oh, my God, you know, thinking of the possibilities. So, yeah, it's a great show. So next week we got Stips, and he did a great job today, Don. Thanks again to Mary Jo Larson for coming on the show in segment one, and for our listeners. Again, subscribe to Franchise Times magazine. It really is one of the best magazines in franchising. And go to franchiseinterviews.com, gofranchise.com, franchisefunding.net. And you did a great job, Don, and I'll be talking to you next week.
Great. Did a great job, too, Marty. Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Don. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Where have I gone wrong? Did I